So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me for a fabulous conversation with a, you know, she's really admits she's a serial entrepreneur. Isn't that hysterical? We're fresh off of a number one international book launch on the book Creating Business Beyond This Reality. And my guest, Peggy Sue Honeyman Scott. Yeah, and that is Honeyman Scott, and that is from The Pretenders. We are not going to pretend we don't remember that. And Peggy, Peggy's in Hawaii, so welcome.
Thank you. Aloha.
I'm like, that's The Pretenders, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, that was, I guess they still are, but yeah, I was part of that, a small piece of that legacy.
Yeah. Well, I get that his spirit is still kind of around if you have questions for him.
Oh, so, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's chat a little bit about your giftedness in business. And one of the things that, I don't even usually use this language, but what impressed me a lot, and I rarely use that language, but it really impressed me, this sort of fearlessness at starting businesses and just jumping in and creating successful systems. So why don't you just kind of start with some of your knowings and some of the ways you've been able to create such amazing businesses?
Well, you know, honestly, I just think it was determination and just kind of not really knowing what the rules are. So I didn't even know what rules there were to break until I sort of stumbled upon them. And then I thought, well, that doesn't work for me. So it was honestly just sort of, I just have an enthusiasm. And when something hits me, it's anybody who knows me knows that I follow through with all of my ideas. And I'm just one of those people, I learned very early on that I had ideas and I would talk about them to everybody. And then all of a sudden I would see them, you know, a shop on the corner. I'd be like, that was my idea. So I just decided to, every time I had an idea, within a month, I would begin it in some way, or I would just throw it out. So it was the fun of creation, you know, it's just so fun for me. It's just so, I just love being in that energy of creation.
Tell us about one of your favorite businesses that you run.
Well, I've had many that are not around anymore, but probably the most fun. God, they've all been really fun. Rock and Roll Cuisine is a book that I came out with in 1988. I can't believe it.
It's been, 20 years.
30
oh,
years.
30. Oh, my God.
30 years next 2018.
Oh, my gosh.
And it sort of kept this life going, and we're now going to re-release it and come out with the second one. And this is something I had no conceived perception that this would happen in the future.
Tell us what Rock and Roll Cuisine is, and let's just give people a taste. Oh. What's like one of the recipes? Not the exact recipe, one of the meals. These are like favorite meals of rock stars, right? Or something
like
that? Yeah,
and it's there that we get told them to do whatever they wanted to do and to write however they wanted to, you know, put Polaroids, draw pictures, be silly, do whatever you want to do. And we had people like Grace Slick from the Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship. She did How to Cook a Head, but it was actually a doll's head.
You know,
that's disgusting. Out there. Yoko Ono did Dream Soup, which was a lovely poem about sunshine and hope and putting it in a bowl and just kind of beautiful. You know, people got very inventive. There were cartoons, there were pictures. Ronnie Wood did a whole painting about him in the kitchen with his kids and his wife. And they just were so creative. It was really fun to see the other side to them.
You know,
they're sort of rock star person. They got to really let loose and be silly, and it was a lot of fun, and they're still relevant.
Wow, that is
so
awesome.
After all these years, yeah. So that's probably been one of my favorites, yeah.
Now, didn't you have a brick and mortar business also?
I did. I had a store. I had a rock and roll clothing store.
Okay.
Well, I was living in England and with my husband, who was a traveling musician, and so I would buy clothes in England, and I would come back to wherever I was, Texas and around the world and see my friends, and they'd go, oh my God, where'd you get that? Where'd you get that? Where'd you get that? And I was like, there's an idea.
There's an idea in there. Funny. Yeah. So
after my husband passed, I was either going to do a Western store in London or an English store in Texas. So, and in fact, before he died, we were planning on living in Austin, and I was actually making leather and suede skirts and clothing, and I was going to open a store, you know, with my thing. So I ended up doing the English store in Texas.
Wow. And
it was a lot of fun. A lot of, you know, rock stars knew me who would come into the store. So I had, you know, a lot of fun with that. That was so awesome.
So what kinds of things are you working on now? What would you like people to connect with you about now?
Well, I'm working on the Rock and Roll Cuisine cookbooks. I'm working on a memoir, and I'm working on a book on intuition that is, it's sort of married with the Access Consciousness tools, because it's such a part of my life in the last 5-6 years that I just can't not mix it in there a little bit. But these are tools that I got from a wonderful teacher, and it really helps the energy of creation just kind of explode. Wow. And that is almost finished. So that's, and then I have a Facebook Hell Yeah Intuition Facebook group that I've sort of started, and I'll get back into it when I've been working on the book so much that I'll start incorporating the tools into the Facebook
site. What do you think blocks people, like if they get an intuitive hit on something, what do you think blocks people from sort of following it? Or, because I'm guessing a huge proportion of the listeners right now are intuitives. So I'm not going to, like, normally I'd start with how do you develop your intuition, but I'm pretty sure a lot of our listeners are already kind of, you know, getting intuitive hits, and maybe just help us, like, with what can we do to evolve that, like, where you get an idea for business and you just say yes to it. Like, how can you change from that self-doubting into the yes to the intuition?
Well, one of the greatest tools I got from Access was, because I have so many ideas all the time and I get like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. I get like super unfocused, very ADD, is I wrote them all down. And I started writing all, so I have a book and I write all my ideas down. And I ask them, you know, do you want to be, come to life? Do you want to be created? And if so, if I get a, you know, a yes or a light, then I ask it when. And I've had some that said 8 months, and I was like, no, I want to do this now. What do you
I
mean?
Know, eight right? Months.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to follow this. I'm going to use this tool. I like to play with these tools. Like, I'm going to give people 8 to 10 tools, and you can do them all. You can do one. Just starting on that one will start giving you the confidence to start believing in your ideas. Uh-huh. And anyway, the one that wanted to be created in 8 months, I said, okay, I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna touch it. I'm gonna put it away for 8 months. I wasn't happy about it, but then I went, okay, I'll focus on these other things that are wanting my attention.
Right.
And I swear to God, in 8 months, all of a sudden something went ding, 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 ding. And it was like, it wants to be created. And I was like, now? Okay, you know, I'm busy,
right?
But all right.
Right.
And it was a perfect timing. So ask it questions, talk to it. Yeah. It's an entity, right?
I think the books for me, that's what happens. And it's really challenging sometimes because they have their own. Well, whenever I get a noise like that, it's like a what's what. I call it a what's what. And it's like, let's really focus on this. But I think that question of allowing creations to have timing, and I kind of call it divine timing. It's like a divine timing. It's like when it will create the most in the world, or it's bigger than us, right? Like,
absolutely.
I just have to use my ADD right now and share this coolest thing with you. I just have to share it with the audience. I had someone come to me, and she was writing stories about dragons. And she started working on these clay pots, and they started sharing dragon. They were clay. She's a potter. And so she's potting away, making her and all of a sudden the dragons start chatting with her. And she's like, you know, am I crazy? I'm like, no, I don't think you're crazy. So she has a book, and it's coming out in January. And here's the interesting thing is she kind of wanted it to come out. She didn't finish it till, you know, a few weeks, you know, it wasn't possible for it to come out before January, but part of her wanted it to come out really fast. But now I'm hearing 4 or 5 other people working on dragon things that are all coming out in January. And so I get this like bigger this bigger rightness about things. So how can you help people with that? Because sometimes they get ideas and they get so frustrated because they don't take off or they're not. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't know what that question was.
I think I know the energy of the question is you're judging yourself about why you didn't do the idea. And, you know, there's a million other ideas out there. Trust me. All the ones I wished I was like, why I shouldn't, why, you know, no, just go turn away, stop, move away and ask the next question and ask the next idea. Because if you have that one idea, you've got a million other ideas.
I have a question for you that is related to being around rock and roll musicians. Mm-hmm. When they get songs, did you perceive anything around that too? Like a song would come and it would be like, it's time. Was there anything around that that you were able to, because you were around so many people that were creating music.
You know, it's interesting because I haven't thought about that, but now that I look at it, it's they were in the playful, open process of basically brainstorming, or they'd get an idea and they would just run with it. That, like I do, they don't question it. They don't go,
Oh my gosh, that's so beautiful.
That's not going to be a good song lyric title. No, I can't do it. It's just like, no, oh yeah, let's do that. Okay, that one didn't work. Throw that one out. Now what else can we add? And they're just constantly like an orchestra, just, you know.
And wow.
It's because I've seen people.
I am too. I'm getting full goosebumps.
Yeah. So just.
So what were you saying? You've seen people in studios and the creation.
Yeah. In that I've seen them, you know, have so much fun and not ever judge themselves or doubt themselves.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
So anyone listening today, I just want to encourage you to listen to the energy of this conversation and let's do one more little bit, Peggy Sue, on what you would share with people who keep crushing their creations with their self-doubt, because this is just a huge phenomenon.
Stop it. Catch yourself and just go, stop. What am I doing? I'm judging myself. That is just a judgment. And just keep asking what else is possible. And the good old go-to question in Access Consciousness, what else is possible, is my favorite, because there are so many more possibilities that we can't even see.
Wow.
What's right about this, I'm not getting, you know? Maybe it's just not the right time. It's not the right dragon. It's not the right song.
It's not the right dragon. Oh my gosh. So you have so much bright, beautiful stuff showing up for you on the horizon. Where can people reach you and connect with you? Do you like them to go to that intuition page, or where else would you like them to go?
Hell Yeah Intuition Facebook page. And then also I have a website called it's Peggy Sue Honeyman Scott without the hyphen .com.
Okay.
I'm creating so much more. The technical side is not my favorite, so I'm working on that. But
I'm about
to explode with a lot of new things. So I'm
so
very
excited.
And thank you for letting me be a part of that book. That was really, really the perfect one for me out of all your books, I think.
It was a perfect fit for you.
Good job.
It's perfect. The books always know.
They do.
The books know, and your chapter knew, and I love it. And people should go get that book and read her chapter about creating serial businesses and the joyfulness you can hear in Peggy Sue Honeyman Scott's voice. You know, it's like, what if it's fun?
Yeah. And the other chapters are awesome too. I've been reading them like, wow, this is an amazing book.
It's so expansive.
It'd be great for college kids. I mean, anybody. I'm very inspired by the whole thing. Everybody in it.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming.
You're welcome. Thank you.